the only show that turns everything into inappropriate innuendo. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And we welcome to the program from Marty and McGee. He is the McGee half, ESPN senior writer. Ryan McGee on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Good to have you, Ryan.
Good to talk to you guys. It's good to talk to anybody. Yeah. To be completely honest with you, it's not, you know, and full disclosure, I work from home anyway. Like I always tell her, I'm Raymond from Everybody Loves Raymond. I'm a sports writer that goes down to the basement every day and works. I'm kind of this, I've become this guru in my neighborhood of talking, teaching my neighbors how to work from home. But I'm honestly, I'm just happy to talk to someone right now that isn't either my next door neighbor or my wife.
Well, it's you're the original guy then. You're the guy that can teach us all how to do it. So what advice have you been giving your neighbors on how to handle this shelter in place and just go out and get a breath of fresh air, maybe exercise, maybe not? What is the key to surviving in the basement?
Well, it's funny, because what I've said is now I know how, like, Urban Meyer and Mike Krzyzewski or, like, Bill Walsh, how they used to feel, like guys that dedicated their entire lives to changing their sport, and then some nerd sports writer might, like me, asking them, like, X's and O's questions. So people asking me questions. I've been working from home for so long now. But, no, what I tell everybody is, you know, get up and shower and go to, you know, have your workspace picked out. I have an office in my house. I'm fortunate. But, you know, this is my space, and you can't put your Legos in here, and, you know, you got to block out your time to work. Now, I think that maybe getting dressed and all that stuff might be a little overrated, but because I've done most of my work in sweatpants for the last however many years at home. But, yeah, but, you know, take a shower and, you know, just, you know, groom a little bit. And but going outside is great. I'm so I'm reluctant to use the phrase good timing. But I don't know how the weather is in Columbus. I live in Charlotte, and the weather's been amazing. Like, it's been a beautiful spring. And so I was talking with Marty earlier this morning. I'm glad that we're not doing this in January, or that we're not doing this, you know, in August in Charlotte when it's 150 degrees. And so, you know, it's nice to go outside. But, yeah, I just, you know, just bathe. I think that's the main rule at this point.
We're talking to Ryan McGee, ESPN senior writer and working with the SEC Network, and also – one of the hosts of the Marty and McGee podcast, which is produced by Ohio's own Travis Rockhold. And what is it like dealing with him, Mr. McGee, on a weekly basis when he's putting together your stuff?
What I love about Rockhold is that he has taken it upon himself to try and explain to Buckeye Nation that I have no problem with Buckeye Nation. for whatever reason, I got tagged years ago as someone who doesn't. But you know the deal. If you work, you guys know this. We all hate everybody's favorite teams. That's just how it goes, and that's how it's going to be, and whatever. But for whatever reason, years ago, I got pegged as a Buckeye hater. But for what it's worth, it's equal opportunity. Apparently, I hate everybody. And so, but for whatever reason, sometimes Ohio State fans were very vocal. So I love the fact that Travis takes it upon himself as a proud Buckeye to defend me whether I need it or not. And so I can't decide if that helps or if it makes it worse, but I appreciate the effort.
You got to see, and we all did, and of course Bob and I, you know, got to see Joe Burrow up close and the evolution of Joe Burrow and what a story it is. It is the Disney movie, and the only part of the movie that I guess we didn't get to see was him face his old team in Ohio State in the championship. And who knows how that would have come out, but that would have been one for the ages. But boy, I mean, you watch this kid, and I know he's going to go number one to Cincinnati. It seems like this is going to be really good timing for the Queen City. How do you feel about Burrow as a pro and whether he is a can't-miss kid at the ultimate level, or is there something that is going to be very tough for him in the learning curve going from what he just pulled off?
Well, what I have told – the NFL guys, because every year around this time is when all of a sudden I start getting the phone calls, because listen, I'm too busy to watch a lot of NFL in the fall, and those guys are too busy to watch a lot of college in the fall. And so, you know, I love this time of year when I'm talking to not just my ESPN coworkers who cover the NFL, who cover the draft, but also, you know, the scouts. I mean, those guys are the front office guys that I've known forever. And what I've told them is that there may be someone who can throw it harder or further or into a tighter hole than Joe Burrow can, but no one's going to outsmart that guy. And no one's going to outwork him. And, you know, what we've always heard about the Peyton Mannings and the Tom Brady's and those guys, the John Elway's, is you can't get them out of the film room. You know, it's not just about lifting weights. It's not just about it's about, you know, how hard do they work when they're not on the field, practice field or on Sunday afternoons. And no one, you guys know this, is going to outwork Joe Burrow. What always blows me away about Joey is when you talk to the defense. And this goes to the guys in Columbus, and it certainly goes to the guys in Baton Rouge. You know, there were some great defensive players in that secondary at LSU once they were 100% healthy. We saw how good they were, how they completely confused Trevor Lawrence from Clemson. And those guys were the ones that told me for the last couple of years they couldn't get Joe Burrow out of the secondary film room. And he was in there talking to them about why are you doing this and why are you doing that. And then he would say to them, you really should do this or should do that. I mean, he's a coach's kid. And so no one's going to outsmart the guy and no one's going to outwork the guy. And at the end of the day, to me, you know, you can't be a caveman and play in the NFL anymore. You got to be smart. And he's a smart guy. And that to me, that's the edge he has on everyone else.
Talking to Ryan McGee, ESPN senior writer, SEC Network, here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And you know what? You mentioned him being in the defensive meeting room. And this is something that, you know, maybe people in Ohio know this. My brother played for his dad at Ohio University. He's defensive, longtime defensive coordinator at a number of stops. What impact do you think it had, the fact that, you know, usually you see the coach's kid is the quarterback and his dad's the head coach or the OC. But the fact that Joe's dad was a defensive coordinator. Yeah. How do you think that impacted his development?
No, it's immeasurable. And his dad he's very modest about it, but Joe's not. I mean, Joe's been saying that forever. I mean, Joe, what Marty Smith and I have really enjoyed is the fact that we both got to know Joe when he was in Columbus. And so when he transferred to LSU, you know, we couldn't wait to see him have the opportunity to play, and we already knew the backstory, and so we already knew how smart he was. And so I think it's part of what makes his story so great is you're exactly right. You know, it's always the quarterback whose dad is the offensive guy, and that's not the case here. And I just think it's fascinating because he understands the defense on a level that, you know, Peyton Manning had to learn over the years what the defense was doing. Joey knew it because he sat at practice every day, and he sat at the dinner table and talked to his dad about it. And so he knew defense really before he knew offense. And so I think that's part of why he's such a smart guy. And listen, however long he plays in the league, I think he could absolutely become a coach as soon as he's done playing, whenever that is. And I hope that it happens.
All right, Ryan, let me hit you with this last one here before we cut you loose. What about little Nicky there in Tuscaloosa? Is it reload time? I mean, they lost a bunch of juniors to the NFL, and is this Clemson and Ohio State above the rest, or do you never, ever count out Bama?
Well, you don't count them out, but I think that they are they're in a position they've never been in before in the Saban era. And the reason that – you know, he's always been able to replace assistant coaches – and he loses coordinators, it feels like, every year. And last year was the first time that I thought you saw, like, a dip in quality control. And that's the first sign that maybe the coaching staff can't withstand the turnover like it used to. You know, every single year he's losing at least one coordinator, usually a couple. Now he's lost his longtime strength coach, and everybody down there is pretty angry about it. And so the mistakes they were making – look at that Auburn game. The mistakes they were making last year – were, and in the LSU game, it's 12 men on the field, and it's a legal procedure in the 11th game of the season in the fourth quarter. It's things that they weren't doing quality control-wise at any other time in the Saban era. So my question is, you know, without a lot of staff turnover coaching-wise, is can they fix some of that quality control stuff? Because that's, I mean, you guys know, that's not something I thought we'd ever see under Nick Saban.
Well done, Ryan. Always good to catch up with you, man. We'll have to have you back because, like you said, it's good to just be talking with anybody. Stay safe. Still a very serious time, and you keep hunkering down in your basement, and we'll talk to you again soon. Good luck to you.
You guys call me anytime. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Outstanding. Ryan McGee, ESPN senior writer, SEC Network, the Marty McGee podcast, and he is locked and loaded in the basement. When we come back,